in Liverpool podcast, bringing you news, views, and reviews. Brought to you by DeafNet Media and ArtInLiverpool.com. Presented by Neil Morin and Ian Jackson.
Hello and welcome to this week's Art in Liverpool podcast. And on this week's podcast, we bring you...
On the waterfront.
And...
Hope Street Feast.
All coming up on this week's Art in Liverpool podcast. News to put another... We'll try not to get too excited. News, Ian, this week. Culture Secretary Ben Bradshaw. He's been in the region. He's been in the city. You've met him. Show me your hand. You've shaken his hand. Tell us.
Yeah, I didn't quite shake his hand and didn't get time for an interview either, to record an interview, because he was in town, yes, at the Maritime Museum to meet some of the kids that have been involved in this Find Your Talent programme. And we had to dash away because it's a trade union conference here in Liverpool, first time for over 100 years, I think. And Gordon Brown was here to give a speech, so of course Ben had to be there to hear a speech and applaud it. And the speech had been brought forward earlier, so he had to dash off. But he was there for a while to meet the kids. And this Find Your Talent thing is going pretty well. This was a government initiative. I think it's been going for a year now, so it's halfway through this initial two-year experimental thing. And there's some kids there, and everyone seems to be very happy with the way it's going. It's I'll give you some figures here. Since it began a year ago, 6,429 young people and over 400 education professionals have been engaged in the activity in the Liverpool Pathfinder region. And it's, what is it? Yes, it's young people aged 0 to 19 discovering new things, a way of expressing themselves. So it's not just getting away from the standard curriculum, the sort of dry academic stuff, and helping kids develop the more creative side of the cultural things and so on. And so places like the museums, FACT and Blue Coat and the Liverpool Culture Company, Phil Redmond was there as well, and some of the regional arts officers were there, and they were saying how well it's going. The kids are pleased with it.
We know a creative way of expressing ourselves, don't we, Ian?
Doing this?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we are part of that. We are part of the Find Your Talent team. I'm just 19, and I think you've been 19 for a couple of months, haven't you?
That's right, yes. Or maybe near a zero now.
Yeah, okay. I'll work that one out later. Fantastic, but this is a fantastic scheme, Find Your Talent. At the museum, Liverpool Museums, they've been involved in it. Fantastic. There's an enormous number of young people and educational professionals that have been involved. Sounds really good. So it's good to see that Ben Bradshaw was here to cheer along.
Yes, and he's said he'll be back next year, if depending on the way how the election goes, of course.
Yeah, he'll be back next year. I bet that wasn't received very well with the Liberal Democrats, you know, standing on the sidelines there.
Yeah, they're in the sidelines, yeah.
That's where we should keep them. not that we're a political show at all. Anyway, but that's Find Your Talent. Now, also launched today, as far as you were telling me earlier, Liverpool Reads. Of course, Liverpool Reads. It reads your blogs, your blog post, and the Liverpool Hope Street blog post, which I know is you also. Yeah, I know you've tried to keep it secret, but... when are we doing the podcast for that one? Oh, never mind. Anyway, tell us about Liverpool Reads.
Yes, I think it certainly launched this week anyway. I think it was today. I picked up the book already. This Liverpool Reads, it's been going a few years now. I'm not sure how many, 4 or 5, I think, where they pick a book, who they are. There's the reader organisation, which is based at Liverpool University, and the Liverpool Libraries and so on are involved in it. Anyway. They select the book and say, right, this is the book of the year that we want everybody to read. And they actually give away thousands of copies. There's 20,000 free copies of this book, perfectly good book, which you just pick up from places like the Toys and Information Place and the libraries and take it away and read it and pass it on to others to read as well. And so obviously it's to encourage reading, which is always good. And so, yeah, I like the look of this book. I haven't read it yet, but it seems to be aimed at children, this one, not always. And it's almost a graphic novel with lots of really good illustrations. It's The Savage by David Almond, and the illustrations are by Dave McKean. Looks really nice, so I'm going to read that later.
And of course, the Reader organisation, that's up at Liverpool University, isn't it?
That's right, yeah. Yeah, they publish a book called The Reader. I think it's monthly or bi-monthly or something, maybe even quarterly. The Reader, and so they, yeah, all about reading, literature and poetry as well.
Fantastic. It is a lovely looking book. I'm not familiar with it at all, but obviously I'm familiar with The Reader. But no, that looks mighty fine. So I might well nip down. I don't normally go to the library, tend not to need to, or to the Tourist Information Centre. I've got you and your wonderful website, so I tend not to bother going there. So I'll try and drop by and pick one of those up. That's really good. What else has been going on in the news? Let me do it. No, don't fight me. I want to be a contender. I can't believe I fluffed the line. I could have been a contender.
I don't know the film that well. You seem to pick up on these lines from films. I'm never good at that. But anyway, what we're talking about is it
On the Waterfront?
Yeah, that was your Marlon Brando impersonation, wasn't it? On the Waterfront, they it's just released some more details today about the, remember we've had music on the waterfront, we've had art on the waterfront, and now it's coming up the weekend after next, it's film on the waterfront. And as we did, we guessed a while ago, they're showing On the Waterfront. That's the Marlon Brando film from 1954. That was only two then, so I wouldn't remember it very well. It's black and white. They're going to show that. It'll be sort of projected onto that, the end of the new museum, Museum of Liverpool there on at the Pierhead. And there's other films as well. So on the Friday night, I've lost it now. There's a Terence Davis film. I haven't got details here. Forgot what it was. A Terence Davis film on Friday, and probably some other short films as well. And then on the Saturday from 7:30 in the evening, there's some short films again. Then 8 o'clock, I think, it's the Marlon Brando film. And also during the day, and maybe on Sunday as well, there's the usual street theatre and entertainers going around the dock. And there's a thing called the Big M, which I think is some sort of mobile cinema or something, showing short films as well. So, I think there should be some more, even more details coming out pretty soon. But anyway, that's the weekend of the Friday the 25th, Saturday the 26th, and Sunday the 27th.
Yeah, because this is may well be film on the waterfront, and this is on the waterfront. Powerful story concerning the problems of trade unionism, corruption, and racketeering. However, it's also the And weekend, isn't it? And I've heard that DJ Spooky, I've never heard of him. I won't pretend that I'm hip and cool. DJ Spooky is playing down at the waterfront as well, and there's going to be big projections and all sorts of Andy, and let's call it Andy because you know we know it so well. Big sort loads of Andy type stuff going on as well, and all around the city on that day. Because Saturday 26th of September at Static Trading, there is going to be Amnesty Interface, which has been put together by Sound Network, and I will hopefully be streaming that live to you through Defnet TV. So you can watch that and enjoy that. But there's going to be mad hackers and tinkerers and circuit benders and all sorts of strange things going on there, with like a craft fair for tinkerers. It's a technical term. So there's loads of stuff going on that whole weekend. And of course, the 20th, and I know we're heading into, you know, what's coming up, but also on the 23rd, 24th, 25th, the 24th of September, they refer to it as, you know, the long night. Whereas me and you, Ian, we actually refer to it as a big Thursday.
That's right, the big Thursday. It's going to be a very, very big Thursday. The long night. The long night of the And Festival.
No, it's the big night. It's a big Thursday. It's not the long night. It's a big Thursday. So,
yeah, because every Thursday is a big Thursday these days. I haven't had a DJ Spooky either. And I can't figure out now what night that is, because I thought it was part of Film on the Waterfront, but whether it's a Friday or Saturday. It can't be the Saturday because they're showing the On the Waterfront. It might be the Friday, or it could be the Thursday, the long night. I am a bit confused now, but it's all there on the internet. We'll have to dig it out.
There's this wonderful thing called the internet, and you dilly-dally with it, and there's loads of stuff out there. But that's a fantastic film. I'll have to be heading down there on the Saturday night to watch that. It should be absolutely brilliant. So, any more news this week?
No, I think that's it for this week.
That's the news this week. Roundup of the week. Rounding up the week, Ian. What's been going on? I hear you've been... Happy birthday, by the way. I didn't forget last week. I was sending you a message. But happy birthday. You had the day out of Liverpool as a birthday present. You went to Blackburn. How was that? That's fantastic. Show there. Play. Tell us about that.
Yeah, that was actually the day after my birthday. My birthday was on the Thursday. I was so busy in Liverpool with all the viewings on big Thursday. That was a really big Thursday. But on the Friday, yes, we had a day out in Blackburn.
Hold on a minute. I'm being shown. I believe it's one of Pete Carr's photographs taken. Oh, look, there we go. Yeah, one of Pete Carr's. Taken at St. Luke's Church as part of the Fab Collective show that's on there. And reflected in your sunglasses is the church. That's a lovely piece of work. You look quite rugged. It's not you, is it?
It is me, yeah, but I hadn't had a shave for a few days, and yeah, it's one of Picard's classic black and white things, as you say, with my big sunglasses reflecting St. Luke's Church. Yeah. So it's a great picture, and so that was given to me by my lovely wife as a birthday present. So I've got to get it framed and get it hung on the wall eventually. That's great. Hang on, just put it down carefully. That's great. Yeah. Where was I? This the next day, we went to Blackburn and to see the exhibition is called Strange World. It's in Blackburn Museum and Art Gallery, which is really hidden away, you know. It's the municipal gallery down a side street. It's called Museum Street or something. And it's just difficult to find, and you wouldn't know it was there. And so it's pretty quiet, which is a shame because it's a great exhibition. It's part of this thing called Play with Two A's Asian Art, which has been a two-year program of showing contemporary Asian art in the Blackburn and Darwin area. So yeah, it's a good exhibition. I think there's seven artists, contemporary artists, major. It's quite a small exhibition, but really interesting. And then on the way, we came back via Manchester. So we went to the Corner House, because it was the launch of the Bloomberg New Contemporaries, which you may remember, it's every other year, it's the A Foundation in Liverpool, same time as the biennial. But the other years, it's the Corner House in Manchester. And that features 47 new graduates or recent graduates. And that's a good show as well. That's on all three floor gallery spaces of the Corner House. So I recommend that. Good show.
You know what? I walk past the Corner House nearly every day. I've completely forgotten. I was even talking to somebody from the Corner House last week and going, oh, yeah, you got the New Contemporaries. I've heard it. Reports back from on high. Yeah, it's meant to be a really good show. Well worth getting down and having a look. And I will be popping along. If I can't pop along tomorrow, even just for 10 minutes, I'll have to pop along maybe next week. Sometimes a really good show. And play the Museum Street. Yes, the museum there is down a little side street. I was there the first time they had this Asian art. I think it was the Asian Art Triennial. I can't remember what that was called. But I know that for Coca. Thank you very much. So yeah, that was really good first time round. This time round, I've got to get up there and have a look as well. So what else has been going on this week?
So back to the Thursday, the big Thursday. We managed to get round a couple of the exhibitions. There was Jane Hughes, A Year in the Life of the Cornerstone. Not the Corner House, the Cornerstone. The Hope University Arts Building off Islington there. And that's a really good show. Jane Hughes, she's in residence there for a year, and so she's documenting through drawing and even some text as well, just generally what's going on there during the year. So there's lots of really good drawings of students doing their work and so on. Good, excellent. So it's only there till the 2nd of October, so have a look at that. And then we went across town to the Arena Studios and Gallery there in the elevator building on Parliament Street. Again, this is just a short exhibition because they've got like a series of exhibitions there lined up, mainly like for 3 weeks. But in the spaces between exhibitions, they're having short works. And this is just two arena artists, Anna Benson and Roisin Hyland. They worked together and done this really nice sort of series of installations in the small gallery space there. And it's the installations, sort of mixture of found objects and all kinds. It's very nice. It's called folkloristics. That might give you some idea of what it looks like. Folky, you know, folky. And there's a tree in there. A tree and real leaves and everything. Well, good show. So it's only on to the 19th. Go and have a look.
That's not very long at all, is it? I mean, I do kind of look back sometimes at all the stuff that goes on and go, oh, okay, I missed that. Okay, missed that. And I missed that. Okay, my life is slowly disappearing by as I miss each single one of these shows that we talk about. I don't miss them all, obviously. But there you go. But Folkloristics, I've heard that's a really good show. And so it may well be worth heading down.
Yeah, it's a good job. I'm here to do all these viewings for everybody, isn't it? And pass on. You can live your cultural life through Art in Liverpool. You don't have to do it yourself. Just look at our website and listen to us talking about it. But yeah, I mean, we do miss some ourselves, even It'd be really bad when you do miss one. But you just gotta, you know, it's there and you can go to it and just gotta try and get to the ones you can. At least you're trying.
I am very trying. But I'm really glad that it's your liver that's suffering rather than mine.
Oh, actually, these Thursdays are so big, I have to use the car sometimes, which means I can't drive. So, but I do make up for it when I get home.
Yeah, I bet you do. I
feel so stressed out after driving around everywhere. Yeah, the other thing, actually, last weekend, it's Heritage Open Day as well, which goes on to the end of this week. And so we, last Thursday, I think it was, we got inside the Oratory, that's that building in the grounds of St. James Cemetery next to the Cathedral, the Anglican Cathedral, the Oratory, which doesn't belong to Cathedral, it's actually looked after by National Museums Liverpool, and it predates the Cathedral. It was built in mid-19th century, before the Cathedral was even started, and it was the chapel for the cemetery. So like they'd have like a sort of just a funeral service there before burying the people in the cemetery. So it's I was a bit disappointed because it wasn't all dark and spooky. It was quite bright and clean and well organized, and inside there's some things from some monuments from the cemetery and also some of NML's own works that in different places and such like. So I think that was only open last weekend, but the Heritage Open Day is loads and loads of places all around you can go and see.
I just don't, you know, I've still never been inside that oratory building, but it also explains to me why Tracy's work is there on that patch of land. And it is because that patch of land and that building, the oratory, is part of NML and not part of the university. Dear God, forgive me. Part of the Anglican Cathedral.
That's right, yes. And that added to the confusion when Tracy Emin's bird was stolen a couple of times. You'd expect the cathedral to have some involvement in it, but they said no, nothing to do with us. And then also, although the oratory look after NML look after the oratory, they didn't own the bird, and I think Tracy actually owns it herself, so she actually paid for the repair of it. I'm glad to report it's still there. When we went to see the oratory, we actually got a different view of it from round the other side, which that was interesting.
Okay, and that is what's been going on this week. That is the roundup of the week. This week in the Liverpool visual arts scene, we have a number of events coming up. Big events, small events. First starting Thursday the 17th, the Urbanism 09. Ian, what's this about? Floating taxis, conference, international speakers, stuff going on at the weekend, but there's something going on Thursday. Oh, it's going on from Thursday to Saturday. What's going on? What's it all about? And why haven't I got an invite to various different things?
Urbanism 09. This is we've mentioned this before. The biennial have been really busy on the Leeds Liverpool Canal, the north end by near Bootle and that Bankhall, Sefton area, doing all kinds of things. And so it's sort of coming to a climax, I suppose, with this few days of this conferences, there's discussions, explorations, celebrations. We went there once to try and have a go on the upturned taxi, that's being used as a boat on the canal. It wasn't working that day, so we couldn't go in that, but we saw the pedalos and things. And we noticed there was a lovely patch of ground where they were growing vegetables and herbs and all that sort of stuff. And so they're actually going to harvest that during these few days and have a bit of a feast. And this artist proposed different things, and they're going to actually be there and doing stuff. So Ben Parry is building his a floating mint tea house. So we're really interested to see what that look like and whether we can all go floating along on the canal in the tea house or what. What else is there? And so on, yeah, there's the conferences things mainly on the Thursday and Friday thing, and then on the Saturday there's a parade along the canal of maybe the mint, the tea house, the taxi, the pedalos. They've invited all the boat owners to come along and sail the canal boats along, and so that'll be going, I think, from it's all based at the back of St. Winifred School in Merton Road in Bootle, and I think they're going from there along to Bankhall or vice versa. More full details on the website, so you can either still try and get along to the conferences, I think the place available, or just go to the parade on Saturday.
Yeah, there's meant to be an upturn. There's meant to be an ice cream van. There's some sort of a joke about an ice cream van. I can't remember what it was, but the conference Places Matter as well. They're involved in this Urbanism 09. Sounds very interesting. Was it something you're making places beautiful, something like this? Really good work, top of the class. Moving on, This island. This is a talk this Saturday. It's a talk. Tell us about this in the garden room at the Blue Coat. What's that about?
It's a talk at the Blue Coat. The garden room is that small room near the standing room at the Blue Coat, and it's linked up to an exhibition at Editions. There's been a whole series of print-related exhibitions there, organised along with the print workshops at the Blue Coat. So this is Daphne Warburg Astor and Jason Hicklin RE giving this talk. I think they've been collaborating for the past 3 years, and so I don't know what the title refers to. This island. That's the exhibition. This island. That's Editions. So yeah, the talk is at 3:30 on Saturday.
Brilliant. Okay. Moving back, because you've said that this is Saturday. Yeah. Moving back to Thursday. The same. Moving back to Thursday. Bedwar Williams Nimrod. Thursday the 17th, 6 till 8 at the Kerry Hand Gallery with a performance at 6:30. So I've never heard of this artist. But however, if it's at the Kerry Hand Gallery, they must be good. So tell us about this.
It sounds really interesting. Yes, Bedwar Williams. Very nice Welsh name. And he's apparently transformed the gallery into a provincial airport.
So they've just put one of those portaloos outside. It's kind of like a concrete thing, and what have they done?
maybe, yes. but complete with terminal buildings and control tower and runway and menacing formation of planes looming overhead. Constructed from skateboards. Yeah, there's an image here. It does look like a skateboard attached to a walking stick to make it look like a plane. And other found objects. Bizarre psychological weapons. I'm reading the text here. The artist's nightmare manifest. And the whole thing's called the Nimrod. It does sound interesting, doesn't it? That's the Kerry Hand Gallery. And so it opens on this Thursday. It's another really big Thursday this week, 17th of September, from 6 till 8.
Brilliant. That sounds, I've never been to the Kerry Hand Gallery. I do feel quite guilty. I do see Kerry and I kind of go, hi. No, don't talk to me. I'll have to feel really guilty. But coming up the same night, there's another viewing at Revolver. This is at the Lost Soul and Stranger Service Station. Yes! I wasn't even reading it. which is right beside the Blue Coat, otherwise known as the Old Blue Coat Barbershop. And this week it is Bernadette O'Toole. Now, there's been a series of four artists exhibiting at this show, which is called Revolver. And this week it's Bernadette O'Toole's time for exhibiting, and also her time for sitting in the shop all week long. I believe, as I saw Gareth in there the other week, sitting there all week long. So tell us, what's her work like?
I was just going to say that's the only thing I don't know. you've given all the pertinent information apart from... I don't know what her work is like. I have seen her stuff before, because she's exhibited. She's based at the Blue Coat. We just got details just the other day, and I haven't studied it properly. But yes, this is the fourth in a series of the Revolver exhibitions. As I say, Gareth Kemp was there last week, and this week it's Bernadette O'Toole. And I believe they've all been very well received. Well, certainly by me, they've been well received. I've really enjoyed the exhibitions, and there have been a steady stream of people coming in, and the artists have been there, so they've been really happy with the response they've been getting. So I hope that continues into this final one of the series, and there should be more exhibitions there organised by other... it always seems to be Blue Coat-based artists who are exhibiting or organising shows there. So yeah, Bernadette O'Toole this Thursday, 17th, 6 till 8 again at the Lost Soul and Stranger Service Station, otherwise known as the Old Barbershop.
Brilliant. Now I'm going to... Oh yeah, this was in our Further Ahead last week. Secret Place by Colin Holmes. And this is at the Gostins Gallery, which is just down on Hanover Street, and it's where Blue Coat Books Shop moved to, and it's in there somewhere. Isn't it? I've been in there. I know it. But Colin Holmes, now I'm looking at the image of this work, and I'm there thinking, this is completely unlike his previous work. Completely unlike it.
Yeah, we were quite surprised when we saw this image, because we talked about this last week, because it was originally going to be on opening last week, I think, but it's been delayed to this week, this big Thursday. And yeah, it's a colourful image of a garden, trees and flowers and so on. his previous work that we discussed was all charcoal, black and white charcoal drawings of some of the old buildings around Liverpool. So this is completely different. It's called Secret Place. Maybe it's like a secret garden. And there's actually, because that's been delayed, there's actually two exhibitions opening at Gostin this week on Thursday, 6:30 till 9. And the other one is Tower of Remedies and Potions, which is an exhibition of 263 reconstructed books and small box pictures by Tony Dash.
Now, Tony Dash used to be the arts officer up at Sefton Council. He used to be based at Netherton Arts Centre. I think he knocked it on the head. He used to go out drinking with Adrian Henry, was a good mate of his, and we all used to hang around together drinking and various other different things. I reckon the reason why this show is delayed is because he's got 263 pieces that he needs to put up. It's going to take you weeks to do that. He's probably gone, oh, I'll do it in an afternoon. It's going to take him weeks. But that looks really good. It'd be really interesting to go along and have a look. Very interesting character. Now, also the same night, performance. Now, this is clearly a lie. The performance is called Elvis is My Mum. And clearly, he's not their mum, because Elvis is my mum. Or my mum is Elvis. Performance, it's Thursday, 17th September. Starts at 8 o'clock at the Cornerstone in the Studio Theatre. A performance that delves into the family chest. What's going on? What's this about?
I don't know.
Is it performance art? Is it, you know what we need? We got you on for visual arts. We need somebody who talks about performance art. We could do with somebody on chatting about that. Tell us about that. What's all that about then?
Well, maybe we should do videos of that, really, for performance art. We could, yeah, demonstrate. Yeah, this is related to the show that was at the old Renew Rooms, Milk and Sugar in Wood Street. That's the Hope University MA Creative Practice Final Degree Show. And so there was the exhibition in Milk and Sugar of the sort of 3D artwork and 2D artwork. But of course, this is the students who do performance art and so on. They couldn't really do that there. So there's a couple happening that night. This night, Thursday the 17th, one is Elvis is My Mum by Abby Lake, and the other is One Roach Crescent, an installation by Natalie Lee, which explores the idea of home, forgotten space, and what we leave behind. So yeah, there's the two things there on the same evening this Thursday. Oh no, yeah, both this Thursday, but different times. So the installation is from 6 till 8, and the performance is at 8 o'clock on Thursday. So there's those two. There might well be more of these two that we've had information about, but there might be more.
Yep. Coming up the following night, so that's big Thursday out of the way. Coming up the following night, Friday the 18th, Transitions, Cultural Bodies in Strange, you know, brackets and inverted, you know, things. What's, I don't know what you're going to, does it mean, or maybe I'm meant to say it in a strange voice. From 7:30 to 9:30 at Red Wire, Cultural Bodies, an evening of moving image art and more live artworks. I'm really sorry, but we'll get Catherine down here. I can't remember it. Sorry, Catherine. No, can't remember your surname. But we'll get her down. The evening will bring together a unique interdisciplinary understanding of how the body speaks, moves, and interacts in relation to the artist's cultural context and practice. What's that about then?
Yeah, Transitions, Cultural Bodies. Yeah, special characters do play havoc with the website sometimes. the HTML doesn't like it always. It's just a one evening event at Red Wire. Red Wire, the gallery studios in Victoria Street. They had that great Jad Fair exhibition, which is finished now. So this is before the next exhibition comes up. They've got some space there. So it's being used by Transitions. I can't remember where they're from. I don't, yeah. Anyway, it's an evening of moving image and live artworks, which, as you say, about understanding of how the body speaks, moves, and interacts.
I know how mine speaks sometimes. Anyway, moving on. Parade, Urbanism 09. Canal Parade, we've already mentioned this really, but it should be really good. This is on the Saturday and 19th.
The time on Saturday is from 6 p.m. The Waterborne Parade. I think we've said everything else. From St. Winnie's School on Merton Road, which is very near Orley Road Station, so not too difficult to get to.
Brilliant. Now, also coming up that weekend, Sunday the 20th, Calidad Art, Craft and Design event at Blackburn House. Tell us about that.
This is linked in with the feast, Hope Street Feast. We're going to have a great feast on Sunday because we live just off Hope Street. And you mentioned before, I do a Hope Street blog now as well, hopestreet.co.uk. So we'll be covering that in great detail. And they've just released events of all the things going on. The feast runs from like 10:30 to 11 in the morning through to 5 in the afternoon. There's three stages with live music. There's stuff going on at Philharmonic. It's all free. You can go in and listen to some music or watch some films. The Everyman Theatre, all the shops and bars and so on are doing stuff. And there's two art things. At one end, the Blackburn House, it's in the main hall there. There's an art and craft fair organised by Calidad. And at the other end, on the piazza of the Metropolitan Cathedral, there's the monthly piazza art market organised by Open Culture. So there's lots and lots of art and craft stalls at either end of Hope Street with this big feast in the middle. There'll be the farmers market as well and all the other food related stalls. It's going to be great.
Just sound absolutely fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. And I also hear, okay, now listen, I don't want you to tell this to anybody. I also hear that Deaf School are going to be performing for free on the Sunday. Now, I don't want you to tell that to anybody.
That's right, yes. There's the thing that they're doing a thing at the Everyman, but it's sold out already.
Yeah, but this is the Sunday. They're doing that this Friday and Saturday, Deaf School. Yeah, and Thursday, possibly. They're doing a number of nights at the Everyman. But, yeah, that's this week. But Sunday, freebie.
At 4 o'clock.
Is it at 4 o'clock?
I believe so, yeah, 4 o'clock. One of the stages, I think it's up by Blackburn House.
That'd be really handy. But don't tell anybody that. Now, also, it's going to be an absolutely fantastic week with loads of things going on. That is going to be a really good day. And I'm so coming into town, so bringing me camera. And my umbrella, yeah, Ian says. So if you're coming into town that day, don't forget your umbrella, because they'll be charging a fortune on Hope Street. So that is the week ahead. Further ahead, Ian, in this fine program that we call the Art in Liverpool podcast. There are lots of exciting things going on in this city, we must say. Lots of fine things being done. But further ahead, Abandon Normal Devices Festival, otherwise known as AND. If you know it really well, you call it Andy. I know it really well. I'm calling it Andy. Starts on the 23rd of September and goes on to the 27th of September. This is a series. This is going on and is going on this year, and it will be going on again next year and be going on again the year after that. Losing myself. It's been a long day. It's an absolutely fantastic program of activities coming up. Start launching to some people on the 23rd. There's Factor involved, Folly are involved, the Corner House Gallery from Manchester are involved. Absolutely fantastic. Some wonderful looking website with some fantastical images on there, which I really like and I so want to steal. Anything else to add about this and about Andy? Tell us a bit more about Andy.
Andy, yeah. Yeah, it's just one of these things with just so much going on. It's difficult to take it all in and work out how you're going to get to see everything. But yeah, everything is on the website andfestival.org.uk. Just looking at it now, actually. And there's a brochure you can download, which has got, it's actually got a nice sort of spreadsheet of absolutely everything that's going on, where and when. There's loads and loads of films. There's these are probably booked up already. There's Talk with Ken Russell and Nick Rogue, the two fantastic film directors. So they're probably already sold out. There's lots of stuff in the public space. The water piano, light shows, projections.
An Amnesty Interface, which is taking place at the Static Gallery on the 26th during the day. Go on to that. So there's loads of stuff there, Ian. Anyway, moving on. Next Thursday, the 24th, there's a viewing, Some People Deserve Everything They Get. And this is part of the Big Thursday. Let's not refer to it as the long night. I'm terrible. Big Thursday. What's going on?
Gosh, yes, Big Thursday. There's, as well as being the AND Big Thursday, I won't call it the long night. There's lots of there's more private views included in that, and there's one at the Royal Standard called "Some People Deserve Everything They Get." And this is something Royal Standard put together. They've invited recent graduates from the length and breadth of the country to submit stuff, and so I don't know how many. They've got quite a few works there from graduates from all around the place. That should be really interesting. So that's at 6 till 10 o'clock at the Royal Standard on this Big Thursday. Then there's another viewing at the Blue Coat, Under the Volcano, an exhibition all about Malcolm Lowry, the great, I mean, must read this book sometime, Under the Volcano. It's supposed to be really such a classic, apparently. And he was from the Merseyside area, died in 1957. So it's all about his influence on writers, artists, and so on. So various people in various contemporary artists involved in showing stuff then, cool, including Paul Rooney's done a work for it. So that'll be a good show. Opens on Thursday, usual time, I suppose, 6 o'clock onwards. And also, if you're a member, if you're a friend of the Walker,
if you've still got the will to live after all of that, and as you said, if you're a friend of the Walker, you can go along and see. Bridget Riley opens at the Walker Art Gallery. If you,
yeah, of course, we're talking about this is next week, so we shouldn't be going into too much detail anyway, because you can hear all more about it next week as well. So yeah, so another big week next week.
And so, Ian, from the Art in Liverpool podcast this week, I would like to say thank you very much.
Thank you. I'm exhausted already.
And thank you very much for listening. Good night.
Thanks for downloading from DefNet Media.